Yes, we drank beer. My friends and I, the boys and girls. Yes, we drank beer. I liked beer. Still like beer. Yeah, we drank beer. And I said sometimes probably had too many beers, and sometimes other people had too many beers. We drank beer. We liked beer.
Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have a liftoff.
What's up, Doom Nation, and welcome back. You're listening to the Two Doom Men podcast, and we have another doomed review for you. Skaggs, what are we reviewing today?
For the first time, I think we haven't reviewed a wine
these
before.
These two Ginzos trying an Italian wine? Yeah.
We're going to be reviewing an Italian wine. We are going to be reviewing Chaz, California Cabernet Sauvignon. Let's put it up on the right there.
Oh, wait, so is this made in America?
Yeah, America, okay. But...
America.
Italian Gindaloon wine. Yes. And Chaz, by Chaz, we mean Chaz Palminteri. You guys, I don't know if you might remember him from, most famously from the Bronx Tale movie, Bronx Kid right here. So always liked Chaz Palminteri. Came across this and thought it would be an interesting thing to doomed review. Spoiler alert, I did have a little bit already, so it's not going to be the first time I'm trying it.
It's a 2020. Good year.
Also comes with he's also branded his very own cigar as well, which we'll be doing another doomed review of separately. Kind of complement each other well, so keep an eye out for that if you like our doomed reviews.
Ooh, this is a good name, The Bronx Tale. Yeah. Premiums. He's got premium cigars and premium wine. All right, so let's see what this is all about. I'm not going to lie. We don't know much about wine, so
yeah. I mean, I drink. I like, you know, I like my occasional wine with dinner or whatnot. Yeah. You know, as an Italian, I never used to like wine until the last couple of years where I started appreciating it with dinner. Let's go over and read a little bit about this.
Crybaby.
This is a funny website. It's called crybaby.com. Only place I could find that had any info on it. So Chaz Cabernet Sauvignon, like $25 to $255. What a range! What a price range!
What do they have a handle of this for $225?
I don't know. Not much context behind that. Well, let's see. Bottle here. Bottle case. Or maybe the case. Okay. So a bottle's like around $25 a case. I was going to say, that makes no sense whatsoever. Yeah. So the Chaz Cabernet Sauvignon boasts a rich, deep red hue with a complex bouquet of blackberries, cassis, and subtle notes of cedar and vanilla from its one-year oak aging. The palate unfolds with a harmonious blend of ripe fruits, well-integrated tannins, and a lingering finish that showcases the wine's refinement and depth. I'd have loved to have seen you try and pronounce
tannins, some of those things. I don't even know what that is.
Tannins and cassis. I've never heard of that before, whatever that means. Let's try it today, 2-bottle minimum, and that's about all the information they have on it. Can we read maybe a little?
An alcohol content on this?
I don't know. That's a good question. Let's see.
It is 14% alcohol by volume.
There's a nice little story on the back before we drink it. Let's read the story. So,
is
Chaz,
it like a real mafioso story?
I didn't read it. My paternal grandfather, Calogero Palminteri, was born in Memphis, Sicily, on June 22, 1886. On October 25th, 1908, Calogero left Memphis with his new wife, Rosa Bonafonte, to travel to Palermo to begin his journey to the United States on the SS Principale de Piemonte, with New York as his final destination. On Friday, March 12th, 1909, they docked at Ellis Island after finally disembarking. Calogero was so overcome that he dropped his knees, kissed the ground, and blessed America. The old...
Too bad no immigrants do that now.
I know, right? I have fond memories of my grandfather, who had a love for family, a fine cigar, and a great bottle of wine. I dedicate this premium wine to my grandfather, Calogero, and all the hardworking people who came to America looking for a dream. Chaz Palminteri.
Cheers.
Cellared and bottled by San Joaquin Wine Co., Madera, California. And you read this part before, right? Yeah. 14% alcohol by volume. Let's do it.
All right.
I was thinking about getting, you know, wine glasses and being all fancy and whatnot, but I don't think we break the tradition. I think we stick... With the whiskey glasses,
I'm not that type of lady.
These are the old Italian Amari Montenegro glasses that my grandma used to drink wine out of, so I thought they were fitting as well. I will tell you right off the bat.
Nice red color.
It's a very red color. It almost kind of looks like cherry juice or something. Mm-hmm. Not, I don't know. As someone who does drink wine every once in a while.
What camera we got on right here?
Yeah, there you go. Go for that right there.
It's yeah. Very dark, very dark. But most reds are.
Smells nice. Smells very fruity.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, cheers. Go. Cheers. Salute.
Salute.
I really taste Should the we chassis. Do
that aerate thing?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. These all these fancy ways of drinking wine. I'm not familiar with that. I just drink.
You. Yeah. It is fruity. What is this? Sauvignon Blanc, it said? Yeah, this isn't bad. It's a little on the drier side than the sweeter side, I would say.
Yes and no.
The like, back end is dry.
It does have that little bit of a dry taste to it, but it's kind of smooth, too, at the same time.
It's refreshing, but where did you have this?
Just here.
Is this in the kitchen, or was it out here?
No, it was in the house.
Okay, so.
Yeah, you got to keep your wines like cold.
Yeah.
Or chilled in the in the wine cellar usually. So it was in the house. It was room temperature.
It's not bad. I'm not a fan of reds. I drink white wine, Pinot Grigio guy.
Yeah.
For when I do drink wine on the rare occasion, but this is tasty. This is definitely something. You know what this is? This is typical Italian wine.
Like, yeah.
We should be eating chicken cutlets and pasta. Right. And scungile I agree. Now. Yeah.
Probably going to have heartburn up the wazoo later at night when you go to bed. Yeah, it's good.
I'm going to burp a nice fiery wine bubble later. Yeah, I got to say, I'm enjoying this. I'll probably have another glass. For $25 to buy red wine from a Bronx legend, I would spend that money.
I'd do it. It's a solid, like, let's say you are like an Italian Gindaloon, you love Chas Palminteri, and you're going to like, you're showing up to a bunch of other Italian people's house for dinner, you don't know what to bring, you go to the liquor store, you see this in there, this is a solid buy. $25, you're not going to spend much money if you don't like them that much either, I think this is a good buy. I could see us like on our Thanksgiving, Friendsgiving thing, buying like 40 bottles of this, clanking them out of there.
Well, a case of it's $225. Yeah, all right,
not bad. We'll split it amongst 10 guys, something like that.
See, I already got the wine burps going.
Yeah, right. We want to give it.
I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. It is a very solid wine. I'm no wine expert. I would love to see what like a sommelier would think about this. But just like you were saying, if you're going to someone's house, you want to grab some wine. It's got his picture on it, so like it's a conversation piece right away. Everyone's going to want to try it because everybody loves, Bronx Tale and all the mobster movies that he was in. And it's a good, solid wine. Like I said, I'm more of a white, so I'm not going to give it a perfect 10, but this is a good 8.
Yeah, it plays well just for those sorts of things. Like even why we decided to review it was because it's a conversation piece, right? Yeah, it's interesting. It'll probably get a lot of hits on YouTube.
Yeah,
it's a unique thing. Yeah, I'm gonna give it a 7.5. Very good, solid. It's a tool for a social event, like we referenced before, and I'd say it's like a slammable wine. If you're into that sort of thing, slamming glasses of wine.
We don't drink for taste, we drink for speed.
Yeah. So you might be able to. I could see you being just deathly hungover, dried out the next day, like
wine,
a date.
Wine will do that. Yeah.
Yeah, or something like that. So, yeah.
But yeah, no, I would really like to pair it with some food, and I think it would be a definite knockout. So, yeah.
You want to go on a nice, you have a nice Italian broad over your house for, for dinner, and then you guys watch a Bronx Tale, and you have this bottle of wine with it. It would go well, set the mood, have the whole vibe going, really.
And then you lock the door, and you go, now you can't leave.
Yes. There you go. All right. That's our doomed review. We are going to pair it with the cigar separately on another one, so keep an eye out for that one on our YouTube channel and everywhere else we might be.
All right, Doom Nation, thank you. I hope you guys liked this review. It was a short one. It was an easy one. Go out and buy Chaz. It's a solid wine. You're not going to dislike it. Adios, everyone.